Hallelujah. We are going to be praying for nations. Holy Spirit, help us. While I was praying and thinking of nations, what should we pray? The Holy Spirit led me to three aspects of nations. We'll pray for the United Nations. There are a lot going on. I looked at the United Nations as about 193 countries out of the 195. So when we are praying for United Nations, we are praying for the nations. The Security Council of the United Nations, they are going through a resolution to agree for a peacekeeping 30 days in Syria. Praise the Lord. It's a big thing. And countries are going, they are going through a voting process. Russia is holding them back. That's a nation. What's the purpose? Ceasefire for humanitarian aid in a country where they said 400 people have died just 2 weeks, in 2 weeks. And the eastern part of Syria is said to be hell on earth. The UN convoy, that's the word they used. And we serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. Let's open to Isaiah chapter 2. He has the whole world in his hands. He's the father of all nations. He's the king of kings. He is the Lord of lords. Nations are deliberating. The world powers are deliberating. While they are deliberating, they said the talk is going and the killing is going on. As they are doing that, we are going to be doing the third thing. Yes, Lord. We are going to be praying in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 2 verse 4. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many people. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning and hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Praise the Lord. Verse 3 says, many people will come and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord. Are we on a mountain? Hallelujah. To the house of the God of Jacob. Let us go to what fountain? Let us come to the ninth vigil, where the Lord will teach us his ways so that we will make his path. The Lord will go out from Zion. Today we are going to decree in the name of Jesus that even as the leaders are meeting in United Nations, in Geneva, even as they are deliberating, we are going to pray that God will mediate. He will settle differences. Even as Putin is the head of Russia, as he's dragging back, we pray for peace. We pray for agreement, for a ceasefire. We decree this night that there will be agreement between the leaders of the United Nations. There are five countries that are pulling back. Russia is pulling back. We commit Putin into the hands of God. That even as we are lifting up our voices this night, that he will hear the voice of the Lord in the name of Jesus, even as we pray. My Father, Lord, and my God, you have the whole world in your hands. My Father, you have Syria in your hands. You have America in your hands. You have Russia in your hands. You have China in your hands. You have the United Kingdom in your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for agreement. We ask for settlement in the name of Jesus, that there will be a ceasefire. There will be no war. Father, these 30 days, that which seems impossible, we are crying out to you, O Lord God. Father, for peace in the name of Jesus. For peace in the name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You've got the whole world in your hands. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You've got the whole world in your hands. Oh, he's got the whole world in your hands, even Syria. Mention the countries. You've got America in your hands. You've got the United Nations, Lord, in your hands. You've got the whole world in your hands. Let us thank him. Because he has the world in his hands. Because he has the world in his hands. Putin will not decide. The world leaders, their heart is in God's hand. Father, we pray you turn the heart of a man to that way that pleases you. My Father, Lord, and my God, we ask, O Lord God, even as the United Nations Security Council is deliberating, Father, we pray that you turn the hearts of the leaders to that way that pleases you. Father, we are asking, O Lord God, that the ceasefire resolution will be passed. There will be a vote for a pass. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, even for answered prayers. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are still praying. We are going to pray for the EU. The United Kingdom is part of EU. There are other countries. There are talks about the future of the EU after Brexit. A lot of confusion. We are going to read Jeremiah 29 and we will pray. People are deliberating the future of how the EU, what it will look like, what Brexit will look like. Theresa May is deciding her own, accepting and no accepting. But we are a people of God. We know the plans of God. Praise the Lord. We are not looking at what Theresa May is saying. We are not looking at what they are saying in Brussels. But we want to declare God's counsel today. Amen. In Jesus' name. Let's read Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. It's a plan to prosper you and not to harm you. The plan to give you hope and a future." Praise the Lord. If we read further, it said, "Then you will call upon me and come to pray, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and you will find me. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather from you all the nations from places where you have been banished. Praise the Lord. We have a future. We have a hope. And we know that it's a good future. It's a good plan. We are going to pray for EU. As the leaders of the EU, they are deliberating about the future of Brexit and no Brexit and the future of England and the future of the European countries. I want us to pray that it will be a good future. Amen. In the name of Jesus, every fear. Father, we have a good future. We pray for the United Kingdom. We pray, oh Lord God, even for the European Union. My Lord and my God, as the leaders are deliberating, Father, we have come to you, the God of all nations, the maker of all things, the one that rules in the affairs of kings. That Father, Lord and my God, our future is bright. Our future is planned by you. We have a hope in you, oh Lord God. Lord. My Lord and my God, whatever plans, oh Lord, that they are doing, Lord and my God, there will be plans that will bring a hope and a future for us. In the name of Jesus, our children's future is secured. In the name of Jesus, my Father, Lord and my God, the laws that they will make, they will favor us. In the name of Jesus, my Lord and my Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that the laws that the EU leaders are making, there will be laws that will favor us. There will be laws that will give us a good future and a good hope. In the name of Jesus, my Father, Lord and my God, we do not put our hope in man. Father, we have come to you, O Lord God, that as they are deliberating, O Lord God, my Father, Lord, you begin to work in their hearts. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we say thank you. We thank you, O Lord God, because you and you alone, your counsel will stand, even in their decisions, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You've got the whole world in your hands, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We are going to pray for England. We are all in England. Praise the Lord. My prayer point for England is knife crime. Praise the Lord. They say knife crime has gone up 21% in the last 12 months. Praise the Lord. It's going higher and higher. Police cannot control it. I'll tell you just a little bit about knife crime that I know. When I was doing my master's, I studied genocide, the Rwanda massacre. It was done by machetes, knife. Praise the Lord. We hear about gun, but it's so, knife crime is so dangerous. I silent, but it kills a lot. It's the one that a mother can just easily take from her kitchen and death is committed. Praise the Lord. Look at Cain and Abel. Knife crime, brother is killing brother. Friends go out and they stab themselves. We are going to pray for brotherly love. Hallelujah. Let's read Genesis chapter 4. Hallelujah. Sorry. Please pardon. Pardon me. It's okay. Genesis 4 verse 8. If you are there, you can read. Praise the Lord. I'll read. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let us go out to the field." And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Praise the Lord. That's knife crime for you. Street fight. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother?" "I don't know," he replied. "Am I my brother's keeper?" Praise the Lord. What is knife crime? Brothers killing brothers. Neighbors are killing neighbors. Gang fight. Praise the Lord. But in Psalm 133 says, praise the Lord, is a popular scripture that we know. Let's read Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. Praise the Lord. We are going to pray that the streets of England will be safe for us. As we go out, there'll be safety. We will be our brother's keeper. It is only hatred that will make somebody stab another person. Lord, we will walk on the streets, there will be love. We will share love. The streets of England, we pray that your aroma will spread love. In the name of Jesus, my Father, Lord, and my God, we will love our neighbors. Father, we pray, oh Lord God, Father, on the streets, in the schools, school children, my Lord and my God, they will speak love. When they are angered, they will not seek knife. They will seek you, O Lord God. Father, we pray for your love to be spread on the streets of England, in the homes in England, in the name of Jesus. Let love be spread abroad, in the name of Jesus. My Father, Lord and my God, every place of hatred, we replace it with love, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for nations. We thank you for peace. We thank you for peace. My Father, Lord, and my God, we thank you that you protect your own. My Father, we thank you, O Lord God. This night, even as we have lifted up our voices to you, O Lord God, we thank you for results are coming. My Lord, we thank you for peace even in Syria. We thank you, O Lord God, that the EU leaders, Lord, you will bring ideas that will favor us. Our future is secured in you. Lord, we say thank you. Our streets are secured. Thank you, Father. We bless, we adore you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
I want more of you, Jesus. I want more of you. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you. The more we know you, the more we want to know you, Jesus, more of you. Let's take it one more time. We want more of you, Jesus. We want more of you, Father. The more we know you, the more we want to know you, Jesus, more of you. The more we know you, the more we want to know you, Jesus, more of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daddy Lord, this is our heart desire, that the more we know you, the more we want to know you. We want to dig deep. We want to know you more. In the name of Jesus, more, more, more of you. That's our prayer this evening, our heartfelt prayer. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray by the help of the Holy Spirit. We are going to pray for the church together. I just want you to turn to your neighbor and say, I have a heavenly dictionary. Hallelujah. I have a heavenly what? Dictionary. Hallelujah. Do you know one of the wonders of God is that he's given us his word to declare? We have selected words. We don't have the words of the world. Our words are selected, heavenly ones, and he's giving us these words to declare. That's a wonder. Hallelujah. That I can carry the word of God and declare and speak life into things. Amen. That is a wonder. It is a wonder. I don't know if you've pondered about that. It is a wonder that I, Sarah, I will speak the word of God. Hallelujah. With power. Amen. With authority. And things will change. Hallelujah. It is a wonder. Amen. That's why we have what? Heavenly dictionary. We've been commissioned in the retreat to go ye and continue spreading the aroma. And the majority of it will be done through words. Hallelujah. We are to declare the wonders of God. I just want us to read a few verses and we'll pray. We'll see how Jesus did it. We'll see how he did it. Please, somebody open to John 5:30, another John 5:19, and another John 12:49, please. If you find it, just read. John 5:30, John 5:19, John 12:49. Mm. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Next one. Mm-hmm. John 5:19. Hallelujah. And the last one, John 12:49. Amen. Hallelujah. So he just modeled what we are to say. He said he did not speak of his own accord. He only spoke that which the Father has asked him to speak. Can you imagine? He also went through the same pressure. He also went through the same issues that we are going through. He also had challenges. But he said, I did not speak of my own accord. It meant that he consciously selected his words. He consciously said what his Father has asked him to say. And today, you and I, as a church, as a body of Christ, we have that power to only speak these words, the word that the Holy Spirit ministers to us. When we are challenged, we will only speak that which we are asked to speak by the Holy Spirit. And you know what that does? That soothes us as a church. It soothes one another. When there is anger, the Holy Spirit will tell you what to say, and you will transmit it to the other. Even when you are stepped on, you will say, sorry, I placed my leg wrongly. Because the Holy Spirit has deposited in you what you are to say. He said, I did not speak of my own accord. Hallelujah. That's the aroma, that we speak what Jesus has deposited in us. He said he only spoke what the Father has asked him to speak. And we are going to read again from John 8, 25 to 28. I'll read. Who are you? They demanded. Jesus replied, the one I have always claimed to be. I have much to say about you and much to condemn, but I won't. For I say only what I've heard from the one who sent me, and he's completely truthful. He said, I have every opportunity to condemn you. I have every opportunity to be angry because of what you did. I have every opportunity not to talk to you. I have every opportunity to do what I feel like doing, but I won't. I won't. So as a church, we are going to pray and say, Lord, help me develop a heavenly language, a heavenly dictionary. Help me to have selective words. That as a church, wherever I go to, I'll be an aroma. That when I enter a place and there are so many words flying all around, I will only say what the Father has asked me to say. Hallelujah. Jesus was conscious of his Father. He was conscious of his Father's words, what he has been asked to say. So pray and ask and ask that the Holy Spirit will help you, that you develop a heavenly language. You have a collective word, that you will not speak hatred. You will not speak mean words. You will speak love. You will speak peace. You reconcile. The Bible says we have the ministry of reconciliation. That is what we are to do. As a church, as a body of Christ, that we will speak only that which the Father has consciously given to us to speak. That is what is my own part. That is your part. When we come together, we are a church. We are a body of Christ. So pray. Ask God to give you a heavenly language. Ask God to give you a collective word, that you will not say things that just come into your mind. Hallelujah. Daddy, Lord, help me. Help me to have a heavenly language. We read in Galatians 5, it says the sinful nature is always against the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit. Paul said, what I desire to do, I do not do. And the ones I don't desire to do, I find myself doing it. There is always a clash. But when you are conscious of the words that have been given to you, when you are conscious of the word of God, when you are conscious of declaring his deeds, only that which will reconcile, only that which will bring peace, only that which will draw all men to God, that is what you will speak. Hallelujah. Lebro sundorika tarababa. Randorobo sika ya baba.
Renderebo bobo sika ya banderebo. Yenderebo sika ya banderebo. Labro sundoriba sakayaba. Yenderebo bobo. As a church, oh God, help us to have that the Lord, a heavenly language. Words that will reconcile. Words that will bring peace, joy. Words, oh God, that will draw men to you. In the name of Jesus. Words that will make amends. In the name of Jesus. That the Lord, words that will speak life into dead situations. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember he said, but I won't. But I won't. Why? Because the Father has not prompted him to say. The Father has not given him the go-ahead to say. He said, but I won't. As a church, each time we feel like, but I won't. Because it is not the aroma that I want to spread. Hallelujah. But I won't. My words are selective. They are heavenly language. I have a collective words, and it's heavenly dictionary. When I'm faced with situation, I'll go back and say, Lord, what collective words do you want me to deliver that will change the situation, that will change the environment, that will change everything that is going on all around me, that will change the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Amen. We are also going to pray. By his mercies, we are going to pray against anything that will hinder us from declaring this heavenly language. Amen. Because it says, sorry, I can't see how many minutes. Oh, okay. Because it says that there is a war between the natural human being, what you desire to do, and what the Holy Spirit is asking you to do. So we are going to pray. The word of God says in 2 Corinthians 3:17, it says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You know, the Lord opened my eyes to see that it is when the Spirit of the Lord is in control, that is where there is liberty. Because all of us have the Spirit in us. And when we come together, unless the Spirit of the Lord is in control, there is no liberty. And I said, wow, you and I, we have to, and he also drew my attention to the fact that it says the Spirit of the Lord. And I went to Isaiah 11 that talks about the seven spirits of the Lord. So it means that that Spirit of God that rules, that Spirit of the Lord that controls, that is where we get liberty from. Because when the Holy Spirit is in control, full control, when he's ruling, when he's Lord, there is no clash anymore. Because he has full control. Because he can just prompt you and you act. You can just prompt you and you obey. So let's pray and ask that, Lord, it's a declaration. I have the Spirit of the Lord upon me. So therefore I have liberty to declare the wonders of God. In the name of Jesus, I have the Spirit of the Lord upon me. I allow the Spirit of the Lord to rule over me. I allow the Spirit of the Lord to take control. And I experience liberty. Liberty, true liberty. I will no longer struggle. I will no longer be oppressed by the sinful nature. In the name of Jesus, as a church, we have the Spirit of the Lord upon us. In the name of Jesus. And we will no longer be at war with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Paul said, I preach. That's 2 Corinthians 4:14. He said, I preach. In other words, I declare. In other words, I exclaim. In other words, I shout the word of God. Because I have the same faith as the psalmist have. The psalmist believed and he said and he spoke. The psalmist believed and he spoke. Paul said, that is why I preach. That is why I talk about the wondrous works of God. Because the psalmist also, I have that same kind of faith as the psalmist. And the psalmist believed and he spoke. Hallelujah. That's our portion. in the name of Jesus, that we are declaring liberty in the house of the Lord. Liberty in the name of Jesus. Because the Spirit of the Lord is ruling. Because the Spirit of the Lord is in control. Because the Spirit of the Lord is Lord over us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Rabo seke ikaya baba. Lebro sundori bakaya ba. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, every word in the Bible means a lot. In that instance, the verse did not read, and the Holy Spirit. No. Because it needed the Spirit of the Lord. It needed the Holy Spirit to manifest in a different way. He said, where the Spirit of the Lord is. And he says, and that Spirit is the Lord. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I declare liberty in the house of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the Spirit of the Lord rules over every heart, over every being. In the name of Jesus, we use White Fountain Christian Ministry as a point of contact to all other churches. We say, we declare liberty in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just want to thank you. We just want to give you all the praise. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The word of God says in Numbers 14:28, it says, I will surely do unto you what I hear you say. And that, Lord, today we have declared that, Lord, we are free. We have heavenly language. And so shall it be. And so shall you do unto us in White Fountain Christian Ministries. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen.
You are the reason why we are standing. Reason why we are sitting. You are the reason, Jesus, why I am singing. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. You are the reason why we are clapping. Reason why we are singing. You are the reason, Jesus, why I am standing. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Hallelujah. We are praying for the singles. We are going to pray together with the help of the Holy Spirit. Let us appreciate God for the life of our singles in the church all over. Let us declare God's wondrous deeds in their lives, in their home. Lift up your voice to this night in Jesus' name, O Lord. Appreciate God. Appreciate their services in the house of God in Jesus' name, O Lord. Appreciate God in their homes, O Lord. Appreciate God in heavy areas of their lives in Jesus' name, O Lord. Say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness and how far you have kept them, O Lord, in Jesus' name, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the married ones in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the single that we have not lost anyone, O Lord. I appreciate God, O Lord, for his faithfulness, O Lord. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, O Lord. We thank Jesus for his wondrous deed, O Lord. Say, blessed be your holy name, O Lord, for good job, for strength, O Lord, for good health, O Lord, for how far you have kept them and their families, O Lord, and every members of their homes in Jesus' name, O Lord. Appreciate God in their homes, in their lives, in Jesus' name, O Lord. We say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, the Ancient of Days. Thank you, Lord, the I am that I am. We say, blessed be your holy name, O Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we've prayed. Shall we please open our Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. From verse 1, I read, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble comes, and the year approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. So tonight we are going to pray for our singles that the excitement of life will not take them away from the presence of God in Jesus' name, O Lord. Brethren, open your mouth tonight and pray. to the Almighty God. They are the enjoyment of God, the pleasure, O Lord. We not take them away from your presence in Jesus' name, O Lord. Any bad habit, any bad influence, O Lord, we not take them away anytime, any day from your presence in the name of Jesus, O Lord. A life centered around God is fulfilling. God will fulfill all his promises in their lives, in their homes, in Jesus' name, O Lord. Let's pray that our singles will make, we have strength, O Lord, will be available in times of service in the name of Jesus, O Lord. When the time is right for them, Lord, you will grant their heart desires according to your riches in glory, in Jesus' name, O Lord. Let's begin to bind every spirit of slothfulness, greed. We not carry them away in Jesus' name, O Lord. Lord, Jesus, we pray for our singles, O Lord. We remain strong in the Lord, irrespective of any circumstances, any situation that might be happening around them. They will stand firm in your presence in Jesus' name, O Lord. They will not be carried away by any challenges of the world in the name of Jesus, or neglecting God and his word in Jesus' name, O Lord. They will walk in newness of life in Jesus' name, O Lord. The Lord will help them, will fill them with more knowledge and understanding. Understanding in Jesus' name, O Lord. The Lord will build them, O Lord, and strong a healthy life and a relationship that will bring honor to only your glory in Jesus' name, O Lord. Lord, we intervene in their life in Jesus' name, O Lord. In Jesus' name, O Lord, we decree good things to their life, good things on their way in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Thank you, Most High God. Thank you, the I am that I am. In Jesus' wonderful name, we've prayed. Amen. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Shall we please open our Bibles to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. So, brethren, tonight we are going to lift up our voice to the Almighty. We are going to pray that God should make our singles a good example to the nations in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, wherever they go, they will be an example to others in the name of Jesus, because each one of them, they are a nation already. They will be a good example anywhere they go in the name of Jesus. They will be an example of the believers of Christ in word, in every circumstances, in every conversation, in charity, in spirit, in love, in faith, and in purity in Jesus' name, O Lord. Wherever they go, at work, in their school, in their various homes, in their offices, O Lord, they will be a good example in the name of Jesus. Any speed that they make will be a good example to others, and the Spirit of God will rest upon them. The Spirit of God will rest upon their homes. The Spirit of God will rest upon their lives in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Pray that our single will not be taught out of faith, but their belief in God will draw them nearer to God in Jesus' name, O Lord. Their belief in God will draw people nearer to God in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Their belief in God will draw nearer to God in Jesus' name, O Lord. Let's pray that God will fulfill all the good purposes in their life, because some have bad purposes, but with us have good purpose. Good purpose of God. God will fulfill them in their lives in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Almighty God will fulfill all the good purposes in Jesus' name. Lord, we help them and surround them with good people and friendly people in the name of Jesus, O Lord. God will surround them with friendly people in their relationship, in their marriage, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Let's ask God for strength and ability to walk with Christ in their relationship in Jesus, Lord. Father, help them to express and receive your love with other members of bodies of Christ in Jesus' name, O Lord. Let's begin to appreciate God for their life in Jesus' name, O Lord. Let's begin to thank God for providing for all their needs, spiritually, physically, physically, emotional needs, financial needs in Jesus' name, oh Lord. Father, we help them to express and receive your love in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Thank you, Most High God, oh Lord. In this year of awesome wonders, the Lord will go ahead of them and level every mountain in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Thank you, Most High God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We say, blessed be your holy name, oh Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we've prayed. Our Father and our God, we thank you. Ancient of days, we adore you. We say, blessed be your holy name, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you called us to pray, O Lord. Father, Lord, we thank you for the lives of our singles, O Lord. They are wonderful man and woman, O Lord, created by you for an abundant life through Christ Jesus, O Lord. And they are blessed, O Lord. We do not take you for granted, O Lord. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, for the good things you've been doing in their life, O Lord, and the ones you are yet to do in the name of Jesus, O Lord. We say, blessed be your holy name in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, help them, O Lord. Help them, O Lord. Father, attend to their cry in Jesus' name, O Lord. Father, meet them at the point of their needs in Jesus' name, O Lord. When they cry to you, O Lord, you will answer them in the name of Jesus, O Lord. No evil shall befall them in Jesus' name, O Lord. Grant all their heart desires, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. They will have cause to testify to the goodness of God in the land of the living, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, O Lord. Thank you, Most High God. Thank you, the Ancient of Days. In Jesus' wonderful and anointed name, we've prayed. Amen and amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the living God. We are waiting for our son, to come and bless us tonight. Praise the living God. I want us just to stand to encourage him. Shall we stand up to encourage him, to let him know that we are with him as he led us tonight in the name of Jesus?
Praise the Lord. February is declaring the works of the Lord. Please can we open our Bibles to Psalm 71 verse 17? And I read, Auntie. God, you have taught me since I was a young boy, and to this day I have told you about the wonderful things you do. The prayer point is to the Lord, just as you taught David from a young age. We pray today that you will teach us all children to know you, your ways, your word, and all about you. So can we pray? So pray for us. Pray that you will help us know you more. I pray that you teach us how. You teach us your ways. You teach us your ways in the right way. Help us not to do it wrong. Amen. The second prayer point is help us not to be distracted by the things of this world, such as friends, games, social media, and peer pressure and everything we face as children in this modern era. We thank you for we pray that you will help us control. Amen. Amen. So please can we all open our Bibles to Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. Okay, and I read, it says, be strong and be brave. Don't be afraid of these people, because the Lord your God is with you. He will not fail you or leave you. Amen. Now we're going to pray. Father Lord, we thank you for help us. Put us on the Bible verse. We thank you for the be strong in your name. Pray that the spirit of God. We thank you that you give us a sound mind. We pray that you give us a sound mind. Games ahead of you. Amen. Can we also pray for the children concerning social media? In this era, teens and children are trying to impress more people on social media. Let us pray that they will realize that they are beautiful already and they are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Amen. We thank you for and pray for all the people out there. Yes, thanks time to make them more beautiful, but you correct them all that you want beautiful. Thank you for the pressure. We thank you for helping us up. Amen. Amen. Dear Lord, we thank you for giving me this opportunity to pray tonight. We pray that as we all go home, we pray that you will go home with something new in our heads, and we will be blessed today. We pray that you will give us some sound sleep and wake up nice and strong today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.